Hi there. The word for you today is on how to avoid shipwreck. We've been talking about Paul's voyage to Rome. Acts 27 verse 11 says the officer in charge listened to the ship's captain. Here are two more pointers on how to avoid shipwreck in life. First, don't take advice from the wrong people, even so-called experts. The Bible says, but the officer in charge listened more to the ship's captain and owner than to Paul. Now, the chances are the ship's owner was an expert in business and its captain was an expert in maritime matters. Nevertheless, both men were incapable of hearing the voice of God. Bottom line, be discerning about who you allow to speak into your life. Just because somebody's successful in the secular field does not mean they're qualified to give you spiritual guidance. Listen to what Paul writes, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 12. Honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work. So, where should you go when you need spiritual guidance? Bible says you should go to the leaders in God's work who have proven themselves worthy of your love and respect. And here's a second way to avoid shipwreck. Remember that sometimes the majority gets it wrong. Acts 27 verse 12 says most of the crew wanted to go on to Phoenix. The fact is, the majority can be wrong and often are. Remember what happened when Moses started to lead the children of Israel to the promised land? There came a point where the majority wanted to return to Egypt, but they were wrong, dead wrong, and they perished in the wilderness just a few miles from the promised land. You know, we can get ourselves into a real mess by following prevailing opinion and the most popular ideas. So listen for God's voice and you'll always go in the right direction. Here's what his word says. Psalm 25 verse 9. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. And that's the word for you today.